And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2014. It was on this day, 1940, Winston Churchill delivered a speech to the House of Commons with the famous line, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." It was in the midst of the Battle of Britain. He was referring to the Royal Air Force, who had held off the German Luftwaffe. Winston Churchill wrote all of his own speeches before he became Prime Minister. He was considered somewhat old-fashioned, but after the war began, his dramatic style fit the mood of the country. His father, Lord Randolph Churchill, served in Parliament and was famous for his spontaneous speeches, but Winston Churchill labored over every one. He researched them, planned out the speech in his head, dictated it aloud, revised it, and rehearsed it over and over, sometimes sitting in a bathtub. It's the birthday of the poet Heather McHugh, San Diego, 1948, who said, "I have always lived on waterfronts. If you live on the edge of an enormous mountain or an enormous body of water, it's harder to think of yourself as being so important. That seems useful to me, spiritually." Her books of poetry include Hinge and Sign and Upgraded to Sirius. It's the birthday of H.P. Lovecraft, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1890, who wrote science fiction, fantasy, and horror. His father had a nervous breakdown when he was a boy. Lovecraft was raised by his mother, two aunts, and his grandfather, who all lived together. The books of H.P. Lovecraft, still widely available, books like The Dreams in the Witch House and other weird stories. H.P. Lovecraft, who said, "I never ask a man what his business is, for it never interests me. What I ask him about are his thoughts and dreams." And it's the birthday of the novelist Jacqueline Suzanne, born Philadelphia, 1918, came to New York to become an actress, did some commercials, had bit parts, worked as a model, wrote a book about her poodle, and then in 1966, she published a novel, Valley of the Dolls, about three young women in show business who are addicted to barbiturates, which they call dolls. The world of publishing hated Valley of the Dolls. Everyone agreed that it was trash. Truman Capote said Jacqueline Suzanne looked like a truck driver in drag, and all the negative publicity only increased the sales. It sold 8 million copies in paperback. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud entitled First Song. That long ago morning at Ruth's farm, when I hid in the wisteria and watched hummingbirds, I thought the ruby or gold that gleamed on their throats was the honeyed blood of flowers. They would stick their piercing beaks into a crown of petals until their heads disappeared. The blossoms blurred into wings, and the breathing I heard was the thin, moving stems of wisteria. That night, my face pressed against the window, I looked out into the dark where the moon drowned in the willows by the pond. My heart, bloodstone, turned. That long night, the farm, those jeweled birds, all these gone years, the horses standing quiet and huge in the moon-crossing blackness. A poem by Joseph Stroud, First Song, from his collection Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.